In this bulletin, the federal government declares workplaces must prove they're coronavirus safe before being allowed to reopen. The UK's COVID-19 death toll becomes the worst in Europe, and a relief fund set up for professional tennis players. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donat. The National Cabinet plans to reopen Australia's economy by July, but workplaces must be coronavirus safe before they're allowed to resume. Federal government data shows COVID-19 restrictions are costing the economy $4 billion each week, and nearly a million Australians have lost their jobs. The Safe Work Australia website has been revamped, providing advice to 23 sectors on cleaning standards, appropriate products and other precautions. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says workplaces must have the confidence to manage potential outbreaks.
When we move and start to ease some of these restrictions, of course you will see numbers increase in some areas. You will see outbreaks occur in other places. That's to be expected. What matters is how you deal with it and how you respond to it. And it's important that businesses, employees, employers have the tools to deal with the COVID environment and to ensure that they are all working together to support a COVID-safe workplace.
The National Cabinet will outline its framework for returning to employment at the next meeting on Friday. Queen Elizabeth has had a phone conversation with Scott Morrison to discuss Australia's current situation. Posting on social media, Mr. Morrison says the Queen was very interested to hear about Australia's management of COVID-19, recovery from the bushfires and the ongoing drought. He says she was also pleased to hear that the nation's horse races are still running. Australian High Commissioner George Brandis says the Queen sends her best wishes to all Australians. The coronavirus death toll in the UK has surpassed Italy's to become the worst in Europe. More than 32,000 people have died, with the new figure taking into account suspected fatalities based on death certificate mentions. Sir Patrick Vallance, Britain's chief scientific officer, has told Parliament's Health Committee the UK should have tested more people early on in the outbreak.
So I'd be amazed if when we look back, we don't think, yep, we could have done something differently there. In terms of what we've seen now, I think that probably we, in the early phases, and I've said this before, I think if we'd managed to ramp testing capacity quicker, it would have been beneficial.
British airline Virgin Atlantic is slashing more than 3,000 jobs and shifting its operations to Heathrow Airport. The airline's boss says the coronavirus pandemic is the most damaging event in the airline's history. The company is cutting operations at Gatwick Airport, although it plans to keep slots at Gatwick in case customer demand returns. A broadcaster in the Philippines has gone off-air after the country's media regulator ordered it to stop its operations. ABS-CBN angered President Rodrigo Duterte in 2016 when it refused to broadcast his campaign advertisements, triggering a feud with the network. The broadcaster said it had been told it could continue operating while it waited for Congress to renew its license, which expired on Monday, but the regulator insisted it go off air on Tuesday night. Amnesty International says pulling the broadcaster off air is an outrageous attack on media freedom. In sport, the tennis governing bodies have raised more than $6 million to establish a relief program for players affected by coronavirus. The four Grand Slam tournaments, the ATP and WTA, have united to support players, while professional tennis is suspended until July the 13th. The program is expected to help about 800 single and doubles players, with the eligibility based on rankings and previous prize money earnings. Former Grand Slam champion Boris Becker says tennis is a difficult profession for players who are ranked outside of the top 150.
Obviously, those smaller tournaments will have a hard time to survive, you know, this current crisis. And who knows where they're going to be put back next year. So I would really hope that, you know, the governing bodies, the big tournaments, the master series on both sides, that they really come together and find a formula that's good for the game.
Well, now today's weather, Perth showers with wind easing and 18, mostly sunny in Adelaide, 22, Melbourne sunny, 19, Hobart partly cloudy, also 19 degrees, Canberra sunny and 18, similar conditions in Wollongong, 23, Sydney much the same, 23 degrees, Newcastle sunny and 23, Brisbane a shower or two clearing, 25, Cairns showers easing, 28, and Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.